Next patient is Ronald Sloyd Thomason. That is Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D, Thomason, T-H-O-M-A-S-O-N, Thomason. Date of birth, 6-21-45. Date of visit, 7-12-24. Please make a copy for Samuel Dunlap. Samuel Dunlap, D-U-N-L-A-P. I'm sorry, D-U-N-L-O-P, Dunlap. Next, next paragraph, Dear Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, Dear Samuel, thank you for sending Floyd Thomason for primary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of COPD. Need clearance for surgery. Next, history present illness. This is a 79-year-old male who has had a prior history of COPD and hypertension and atrial fibrillation. Was previously known to have a right inguinal hernia, which is enlarging. And he has now been advised to have surgery on his hernia. The patient, however, does have COPD and shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. And he is not on any home oxygen. He has been using an inhaler. Including the Trelegy inhaler, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. His chest x-ray on 6/12/24 showed mild basilar atelectasis, but no other active infiltrates. The patient has had previous history of pneumonia, and he denies any yellow sputum, denies nausea, vomiting, or reflux. Next, paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD with emphysema and a history for diabetes mellitus type 2 and peripheral vascular disease. He has had hypertension and chronic kidney disease and anemia. Patient also has hyperlipidemia. He had a history for trauma to his right eye with enucleation done at age 13. And there is prior history of pneumonia. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Family history. The His father died at an elderly age. Mother also died at age 85. Next, system reviews Krishna has gained weight. He has double vision. He has dizzy attacks. He has shortness of breath and occasional cough. No nausea, but has heartburn and no diarrhea. No urinary frequency or flank pain. No jaw pain, calf muscle pains. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising and denies enlarged glands. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, and memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, medalist included HCTZ 50 milligrams daily, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, coumadine 7.5 milligrams to alternate with 5 milligrams daily, Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily, Lantus insulin 18 units as directed, Triamcinolone, cream, Olmesartan 20 milligrams a day, Doxazosin 4 milligrams a day, Amlodipine 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This this is an obese elderly white male, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 58, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 220, saturation 96. HGNA norms, phallic pupils were reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation, nasal mucosity matters. Neck, supple, non-bruising, thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds at the periphery. Scattered wheezes were heard bilaterally. Heart, the anthems, irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign. No mass, no organ, mainly the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, extremities. Right inguinal hernia noted, and the peripheral pulses are slightly diminished. There's mild peripheral edema and reflexes are 1+, but no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Oh, can you please add in the HENT? The right eye is enucleated with a prosthetic eye present. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number two. Atrial fibrillation. Number three is right inguinal hernia. Number four is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number five, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and a CT chest. He will continue with Trelegy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Use albuterol inhaler to puffs QIDPRN. He has a moderate risk of respiratory failure and or pneumonia with general anesthesia and preferably doing it under local might reduce the risk. It was also advised to use an albuterol inhaler as needed, and if it desaturates postoperatively, might need to use oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. A follow-up visit be arranged in 6 weeks. Can you please add in the history section habits? The patient smoked 2 packs per day for over 40 years. No significant alcohol use. He worked in the construction industry. Thank you for this consultation. A copy of this for Samuel Dunlop, APRN. Dunlop is D-U-N-L-O-P, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.